Yeah, you want to go first? What's the name of the saga?
I don't know. What do you want to name it?
The Time Saga.
Ooh, time. I like that.
And then we'll do it in minutes, hours, seconds. Ooh, I'm excited. Let's start at minutes, and then we'll find out what like the smaller increments of seconds are.
Okay. It's probably just micro, and then the
don't
usual.
Don't assume.
Don't ruin the fun.
That is you. That is you typically, Deepu. That is fucking you typically. Like, I said, let's learn about a thing. You're like, I probably know.
Yeah.
I probably
know
it already.
I want to get into this in my episode. Can we just start?
No opening? No monologue?
No, I do have an opening. Well, okay, so.
Okay, let's go for it.
Okay, so quick opening. Hey, everyone.
Great opening to your opening. Quick opening. Everybody now knows it's a quick opening. Nothing like a quick opening when you're saying it's quick opening. Economy of words, Deepu.
So I was abruptly cut off.
I don't even like that. Please start again and don't say so. Just do it.
Last time on Let's Start a Cult Podcast.
Last time.
Deepu was abruptly cut off by Mike while he was telling a story about how he voluntarily got himself pulled over by the New York Police Department.
And, oh my good God damn it. Are you really going to tell?
I just want to tell the second part of the story.
Let me actually do a recap.
Okay.
Deepu was driving without a seatbelt on.
Yep.
And a cop stopped in the middle of the road, and he decided to cut over into the lane and then pulled his window down because he was asked to pull his window down, as far as I can tell. And then asked the cop if he wants to pull him over, and he said yes because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt instantly because he did this crime and he got caught.
Yeah, something like that. Somehow not relevant. But in the second part of the story, we left off with the police walking back to their vehicle with my driver's license and not my permit because I couldn't find it, but they took a picture of it with the cell phone on my windshield. So they go back to their car with that.
I wish there was an audio symbol for Michael rubbing his forehead. Do you know what I mean? I wish we had some sort of, like, I don't want it to be video, but as long as people could just only see me, like, just scraping my forehead.
I'm sure if you search emojis and type the word frustrated.
I knew you'd say some stupid shit like that. Just please, please continue. I obviously don't want a solution to this. Can you please just...
It's quick.
Can you please...
You are...
No, I meant a solution to my forehead rubbing. Okay, so quick opening to the quick ending to the quick end of another story that somebody listening this week probably doesn't fucking remember because we took a vacation.
Okay, how about this? How about we just not make it about that story?
Are you binge-wit listening? Are you caught up? They ended up... Everyone died in the last episode. What are you doing right now?
Okay.
They have your license. You cannot...
They went back to their car, and they, I assume, you know, Googled me or pulled up, you know, looked me up.
What do you want to say? Comedian around New York? Show you've been on HBO? Gotham? What do I say?
R2 Deepu, that's pretty funny. That's a pretty funny handle. Anyway, so they look me up or whatever. And they
this might
don't...
be a lie because I know no one's ever said that.
Hey, people say it all the time. And
you,
I can prove it to you in a series of links that we will include in the description of this episode.
We're not going to do that because I imagine they're all puppets with you with your hands. Oh, Deepu is such a funny thing.
Because I remember that happening, people saying I'm funny, but I'm not going to be able to find it. I'm going to have to recreate it with puppets. You're absolutely
Jesus.
Right.
The cop said you were funny. What are we getting to?
Okay. The cops went in the car with my license.
Welcome back from the break. Here's a recap.
Here's my problem. They did not
see... Oh, we didn't even know what they did, and we have a problem. Okay.
Okay, well, they gave me a ticket, but here's the problem. They go in the car, and they... did not see the many acts of Samaritanism, if that's a word, of good Samaritanism, that I've committed in my life. They had none of it. They had no record of it, which is why they should, you know, my...
You have no morals. Let's start the episode. You have no morals. That's what someone who understands what morality and ethics are, you have no morals. I'm going to do this before the show opens so that you can have something to add to your show so that I can just introduce it. Being a good person does not give you license to be a bad person.
Not wearing a seatbelt makes me a bad person?
Yes, you're endangering your life. If you go to the hospital, something you could have prevented, you're stopping doctors from caring for someone else because you're a fucking idiot. There's police that could be stopping crime, firemen, hospital. All right. They all have to waste energy. Your insurance goes up, and of course that means I pay more on insurance. Your car is broken. It hurts the environment to keep fixing cars. We're throwing cars out left and right, and we're burning down poor people just so we can keep building cars. No one has clean water. What? I don't really like TV anymore. I think chocolate syrup tastes different than when I was a kid. I can't decide whether I should pay more for ketchup, and all because Deepu doesn't want to wear a seatbelt!
Holy shit, man. All right, I'll buckle up. Let's start the show.
Fuck me! This is the Time Saga, Minutes Edition, Deepu episode, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
God, welcome back to Let's Start a Cult Podcast. I'm your host this week, Deepu / R2 Deepu. Welcome back, everybody. My co-host.
Welcome back from the break.
Welcome back from the
break. Yeah, we had a long break.
My co-host, Mike, here is with me, and we have a great show planned
producer,
for you.
Producer, not co-host. Producer for this episode. Producer. If this is the first time listening to the show, Let's Start a Cult Podcast is a groupthink podcast where we talk about ideas that I explained it really well to a clip we're going to have on this week, I believe, with Darren Keller. This show is what hacky jokes are to comedians. These are hacky thoughts is the best way to explain our show, I think.
Yes.
And so these are thoughts that we think everybody just thinks because everybody thinks them. And if you don't know, one week Deepu hosts and I'm his producer. I help him out. And the next week I host. So Deepu, take your episode. Where's it going to go?
It's been a fantastic journey in the world of exploring groupthink, or as you put it, hack thoughts.
And I like hack thoughts.
Hack thoughts really works, man. It really does work. Now, we have found time and again that I almost always agree with whatever hack thoughts are going on.
Yes.
Right?
You might have heard our explanation of Did you sometimes I don't know if you listen to the parts that aren't you in the show. You hear my explanation of our show? With Melissa O'Donnell?
I can't say I have, no.
Go listen to it. It's very interesting philosophy on the show. I put it in there hoping you'd listen to it, but I foolishly thought Deepu would do anything.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. I've been really busy, but that's a whole other story. So we find out that, you know, I almost always agree with whatever hack thoughts are going on, and it's come to the point where we could do a scientific experiment where you have me in a locked away room, and you have a group in another room, and I can just predict whatever that group is going to be thinking, okay?
Whatever the mob says.
Yeah, whatever the mob says.
If there's a bunch of people with pitchforks, Deepu's going to understand why right away.
Yeah,
oh, well, Frankenstein's monster has to die. Of course it does.
Just give me in a separate room, just give me a little bit of their hair, and I can predict what they will think about any situation. Just, and let me look at them too, because I got to size them up. But
You're prejudiced. It's a big part of groupthink.
A little bit.
He's got to see them and judge them by their clothing and the color of their skin and their things like that. Another great groupthink thing.
But doesn't that make me the most qualified politician because I represent the people in the mind?
Are you asking me this seriously? Okay.
Okay. You know what?
There's two questions here. Right. There's two questions here. One, obviously, you know, I would never vote for you in a million years for any office, right? You know that. You know that, right?
That's fine. I mean, you're a very different person. You're not part of this group.
Well,
you're not part of the hack thoughts.
But I think that you understanding mob mentality would actually make you the worst person because you perpetuate rumors and myths and prejudices.
Yeah, but I represent the people, and that's what a politician should be. You know, I'm a representative of the people.
Well, maybe you'd be a good
ambassador.
My understanding of politics is mostly based on Spin City, so you would be a good deputy mayor, but not in charge. I also please tweet to us. I genuinely don't know what a mayor does, and if you think you know, this is a good groupthink thing. Is admit when you don't know shit. If you walk around right now thinking you know what a mayor does and you really couldn't write it down, find out for us because I don't know what they do.
I know what he does. I know what my mayor does. I watched him on a live stream a couple days ago.
Don't. It's not that type of show. I'm asking a question about civics and like the way society works.
Don't, oh, so if I make a goofy question, you could just harp on my ass. But if you make a goofy question, what does a mayor do?
Mine was a your was about to talk.
Do?
You were about
you
to
know
do
what a mayor does. A mayor delegates all of the underling realms.
Okay,
of
again, again, you've disqualified yourself from being a politician. underling, not really a word said outside of. Of medieval times.
Listen, you give me the job, I'll fucking say the right word. What is the
I don't think that. I think you will revert to being like a landlord from ancient times, like like a duke. I think you'll revert right away to duke and start wearing jewelry and hitting people with riding crops.
You're not wrong. So maybe I should be a deputy mayor. Maybe I should be a deputy mayor. I got some deputy mayor slogans when I campaign.
Okay,
I'd like to
hear
some. As my producer.
I don't know if you vote for a deputy mayor.
Well,
again, please write to us. I don't understand what mayors are. Go on.
If we could just have some campaign music underlaid in post-production, that'd be great.
Got it.
He seems like he gets us.
No, wait, hold on. I actually want to go back because before I it's a funny one. That is a funny one. But do you want what I think your campaign music should be, or is it only funny if it's campaign music that actually works?
I think it's like that classic.
That's Hail to the Chief by Madonna. But I would put like clown music in because it's you. But which is funnier?
Well, I mean, we care about funny, so go right ahead.
Clown music. And go with your jokes. Skip the one you already did.
Okay. Without him, we're doomed. Political party animal. He'll make your wife.
Stop. The first one was great. Do all the ones that are like the first one, which was he'll do what we want.
Okay.
What was the first one?
He seems like he gets us.
He seems like he gets us. That's great. These other ones are like class president slogans. Okay.
All right. Well, I got a couple more. I think they're better though.
Think that's the kind of comedy we bring to you.
It's my humility.
Do the ones that are along the lines of the joke that you are the mob mentality guy.
A vote for Deepu is a vote for the man in a good way.
This is where I think you're. Keep going.
Vote for Deepu. He'll make your wife second guess herself.
So this is you're sort of admitting that you are the domineering man personality.
I'll take your ladies away. You better lock them up briefly while I'm walking through town.
What?
Just to be safe.
Again, I don't really. All right. Skip it. Next bit. What else are we talking about this show?
I got two more. I got three more slogans for you.
No. No. Oh.
What? What? You want me to just burn this material? Come on.
Yes. Are you serious? Yes.
Visually attainable, intellectually unbreakable.
Now, that one sounds like you're saying you're smart.
And sexy.
Yeah, but that's not the joke. These are just stupid. No, burn it. You said at one point you proved that people are sensitive. Did you do any work on that?
No, I kind of moved on from that.
Kind of moved on. You were a bit too, you took it a bit too sensitively. Yeah. Okay, so what else are you going to talk about? You're not doing the rest of that bit.
No, okay, you're right. It's done. You're right, sir. You're a good producer because you give good notes like that.
Yeah.
You know that?
Mostly because my job as a producer. No, next.
All right, so I want to talk about two hack thoughts that I don't agree with. I somehow fall on the other end of things, and it's kind of
You know
shocking.
What? Let's put this into our new segment, We Didn't Take a Survey. Okay. Let's throw that theme music up right now. Give us one, and we'll dig into it.
All right,
or
so.
Unless they're adjoining. Are they sort of... in the same category?
No.
Because I don't like to do...
They're different.
They're totally separate. So yeah. Give us one and we'll dig into it. What's the meteor one?
All right. The meteor one is the idea...
Do you know why astronauts like hamburgers?
Wait, hold on. Say that again.
Do you know why astronauts like hamburgers?
No, I don't.
Well, because they're a little meteor. So go... Which is the meteor? It's great that you don't know all these popsicle jokes that I know like as soon as I say them. Okay. Popsicle's a brand name, a different thing. what do you got for me?
Right.
Ice flavored treat.
Okay, so the first thing is the idea.
No. Assume we're just gonna do one. Give me the better one, and we're gonna dig into that.
Hold on, let me think about how I want to set that up. Assuming it's gonna be the only topic today on Let's Start a Cult.
Why do you keep introducing the show? We're here. Everyone's with us. We've started. They're fine.
All right. How about this?
Okay.
The idea, the thought people have that they have to do something on New Year's Eve.
Oh, this is great. You know why I love this? This is great is because I love tackling topics that are out of, you know, like it's obviously past New Year's Eve. I love tackling this now.
Mm-hmm.
I love talking about this now.
It's like fresh.
Like we should talk about beaches now because this is the time to talk about how shitty beaches are. Not during beach season. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We should talk about it now. It's not fresh. People aren't thinking about it. Okay. Why do you think? What's your quarrel here?
My quarrel is the populace. There's a societal pressure. I'm constantly told by my friends, "Oh man, you got
hold on. That's what we got to qualify."
Oh, right. Separate categories here. I don't like when people, friends. I get it.
I don't like when people blame society when there's someone to blame. I'm a part of society. I didn't do it. So let's ask where you, do you know what I mean? Sometimes there are societal pressures.
I'm somehow lashing out at you with this first sentence here somehow.
Lashing out at people that aren't on the show. Look, there's certain things. Like there's a societal pressure, I would believe, to live in a house. I think that's something that you could say that is that society is pressuring you to do. That is not something that I did. I don't give a shit.
Wait, hold on. Is society pressuring you to get a house, or is life without a house just so bad you're not going to have a house?
That's exactly. So now you're starting to learn the definitions of these words, which I recommend, Deepu, before you say words, you really find out what they mean. It's something I've been pushing on you since the beginning of the show. But the idea is that society is created in a way that makes you think, oh, living in a house is the better, whether it is or it isn't. You're sort of, that's what society has done that. We are the social way things are set up. Now, society really isn't set up to make you think New Year's is great. In fact, society is kind of set up to tell you, don't do anything on New Year's. If you look at society, the traffic reports are more, the accident reports are higher, the rate of drinking people being more dangerous and busy and waiting longer online. Society's actually telling you, no, don't participate.
Stats telling us that people are participating more because you're having more
But
traffic?
That's not a societal pressure. Mm. Societal pressure is something like society as a whole is telling you, no, it's going to be very difficult to do something on New Year's Eve. Social and society are sort of different. You're saying you're being peer pressured, which is a different thing. Is that what it is?
Yes, it's peer pressure. And it's not even people telling me I should be – I mean, in some cases it is, but sometimes it's an internal pressure, an internal depression resulting, you know, oh, my God, what am I doing? I'm home. I'm just working at midnight on New Year's Eve. I'm not cool, even though I am cool.
And I'm not going to let you cut this both ways. I don't like people bitching and moaning about having friends. You know, that to me is going to get you no fucking sympathy. My friends are telling me to do stuff. Okay, so fucking do it. You have friends. What are you whining about?
So I
want to know what the actual issue is, because you're cutting it both ways. You're saying I'm at home doing nothing and my friends are asking me to do stuff. Well, I'm going to feel zero sympathy on both sides.
I like not doing anything on New Year's.
Okay.
That's my
stance.
So the
pressure is coming from your friends.
Yes. Yes, it is.
What are they saying?
They're saying, oh, man.
We made a choice on the show, and please use your mic correctly. We decided that Gilbert Godfrey is now the stupid voice. We made this vote.
Come to the party. You have to. It's New Year's Eve.
You do a good Gilbert Godfrey. You're really bad at voices, but that is a great – you do that awesome.
I used to do a Gilbert Godfrey impression on stage, and it was – It was because I have this one sentence I can say.
Are you kidding?
What?
Are you kidding? I'm not going to hear shit from your act.
Sorry. We're done.
So you got to cut, Deepu. You got to come out. So what's wrong with that? Your friends want to hang out?
It was too cold.
You're not going to get sympathy from me. Honestly, I don't like that. Everyone just wants me to. I can't believe everyone wants me to party. And all these people want to have sex with me.
Okay.
Give me.
Here's the thing.
All that happens. Oh, I'm poor Deepu. All that happens to me. Wait, I'm going to do. I forgot. I'm supposed to do you as Gilbert Godfrey. Oh, I'm deep. All that happens to me is everyone wants to spend time with me and suck on my dick. And I can't stand it. They just want me to have fun. And go to parties. It's like I'm Paris Hilton. I'm giving you no sympathy here.
No, Mike,
you're not going to get sympathy from me. You're jumping the gun here.
Let me fucking talk.
I always jump the gun.
I was not actually invited to any party before New Year's Eve.
fuck are you talking about?
Because okay, here's what happened. Here's what happened. I was not invited to
anything.
They
went back to the car with your license. For fuck's sake, that's what it is. The cops police like, what are you doing driving around on New Year's
party.
Eve?
Okay, no.
Excuse me, you're all out the window. Take your seatbelt off. All right? You're going to go to this party right here.
Drive safely, but you know what? Don't. Get out of my sight.
Drive safely upside down. That's the key. Everybody thinks that. You know, most accidents happen on the roads. That's how I stay safe. I drive upside down. I'm not driving on the road, so I don't get in any road accidents. That's the key.
Here's the complex character that I was this past New Year's Eve. I was not invited to any events, any gatherings of any kind, up until...
So you just fucking lied.
No. Can you let me fucking finish my story. Okay, so I texted my friend. I said, hey, you doing anything? I actually saw he was at some gig on Instagram, or at some party on Instagram. So I texted him and said, like, hey, how's this party? Should I come? And he says, yeah, come by. And then I felt satisfied enough. I got the invite, and then I just closed my phone. And I was like, that's good enough. I'm cool enough. I qualified for a party. You understand?
Oh, Deepu.
I qualified. That's good enough for me. I can keep cooking my dinner and go to bed.
But don't you see that as insecure in some way that you didn't go? Not insecure, but
the insecurity was in me seeking the invite. That's the insecurity. Hey, yeah. Am I allowed to be at this party?
Excuse you!
Oh, right. Am I allowed...
You gotta do it every time.
Dude, it's so hard to do that accent.
I can't be a comedian fucking and sucking. Oh, poor me. Okay, it's hard. So what? You're an entertainer. Why don't you work for the fucking audience for once?
I do.
Okay, so I don't know why that was the voice. I guess you're saying you do, but you're stupid. Okay, so what? So, yeah, don't you find that insecure? Why did you have to...
Because...
Why? Come on.
You know, the...
Like what you like.
It's not so easy. You know, you think about what the expectations are. You know, for someone your age, you know, you're getting older. You know, are you never going to party again once you hit a certain age? Or, you know, these things go away? I freak out.
You're not. You're not going to stop partying once you're a certain age. Everybody parties. Everybody parties. I think that's a thing that everybody thinks that everybody parties.
You haven't met my dad. That's a personal thing.
What do you mean your dad doesn't?
My dad literally has no personal interests or hobbies or possessions of any kind.
Oh, okay. Well, I did not. I was unaware that your father was some sort of deity.
Yeah, he floats
sort of
around.
martial arts hermit who walks around with all you need is the bow staff and your soul.
I know, so now you're like so confused.
Your dad parties. Your dad parties. Your dad doesn't have a good time?
My dad doesn't. I mean, he doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke.
Okay. But there's people like that can party and have fun.
I mean.
That's just his form of partying. All right, why
you know
does
what? Let's do an experiment.
Be...
Let's see if people can party
like,
with my
it's
dad.
It's like people. It's like, okay. So, no, you know, like I had to explain the idea of why normal is offensive to someone. Mm. And it's an innocent question. But normal is sort of an offensive word at this point because what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's really very few instances to use normal.
And you have to be careful because you don't know. You're assuming you know
well,
a lot
about. That's what you're
about
doing
everybody.
It about your dad.
No,
you're
I know my dad, though. I know my dad comes back
dad
from work and just sits.
But your dad doesn't have fun at all?
No, he comes back from work, which he loves. He loves his job, which is something. And that may be his party, but he comes back from
work.
Have
you ever seen him at work?
Yeah.
And what does he do there? Is he jovial? Does he talk to people? Is he social?
He's a nice guy. He's notoriously known for walking around slowly. Like
those notorious slow walkers.
It's bad.
What are you again? Please look up words.
Oh yeah, notorious is like evil, right?
It's sort of implied that it's evil. That would be infamy. But the idea that he would gain notoriety from walking around slow is the implication that here we commemorate today. Deepu's dad, who always walked like at 4 miles an hour, and the average, of course, is between 6 and 7 miles an hour. Here, a statue that will slowly circle the park and make an elliptical orbit every 4 days.
I actually I did stand up for his old office at one point, and I actually referenced how slow he walks, and it got an applause break.
Well, now it'll get an applause break everywhere. What is your point here? Okay, you're worried that you don't, you know. What about the opposite? What about the opposite attitude, which I hear a lot, where people are like, "Nah, I'm done partying. I'm too old to do that kind of stuff." And what is that attitude?
What is that attitude? I mean, that's just people that don't give a shit about Jesus Christ turning 2018 anymore.
Jesus Christ turns 2018. What? Wouldn't he do that on Christmas?
Oh, I thought the New Year's was his birthday, and Christmas was when he got the three wise men came.
So it was a 3-day labor. It was a 6-day labor.
Yeah.
Don't you think that would be a pretty epic
part of the
Bible?
The candle lasted 6 days.
Just Mary
fucking
pushing for 6 days? Just, yeah! Do you think, in your mind, is there like 9 pages of the Bible that are just like,
You don't think pushing out the Son of God has a fucking extra little something there?
Well, I think no. I think probably it in the same. Why am I getting into my ecumenical ideas and thoughts here?
And by the way, imagine having a best friend who's 2018. Okay, you try and high five him.
Don't! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm under attack from hacky comedy. Please stop.
He's begging Jesus. For the sweet
stop,
release.
Stop! I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna throw up on the mic. I'm gonna throw up on the microphone. Please stop.
All right, we're done.
All
right.
Oh my god, we're out of control here.
Why can't
you just have fun doing what you want to do? I tell you what, I took a long vacation, and that's why we didn't do the show. I needed time to let my mind take a break. I read 3 books. I played the fucking shit out of a bunch of video games. I went out and saw people maybe once or twice over the course of 2.5 weeks.
It's not a bad break.
What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that? Why does that? I had no guilt over it.
Tell me this. What were you doing at midnight this year?
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't fucking know. I genuinely don't know. I don't give a shit about New Year's, so I genuinely don't know what I was doing. I couldn't tell you.
I could tell you. Can I tell you what I was doing New Year's? And the thoughts I was having? And it wasn't about being friends with a guy from 2018.
Tell me, sir. I hear they speak Hebrew back then. Could you tell us what the old Hebrew sounded like? Do you want to just do the bit? Do you want to just steal Carl Reiner's thing?
I wish I knew the Carl Reiner bit. He seems like a handsome guy. I wish I knew his comedy. All right. So at midnight this New Year's, I was at 11:45, I started making chili verde. Okay, I started cutting up the ingredients, and it was just looming on me. You know, I was just so depressed.
All I'm imagining is okay, I don't mean to make fun of it, but all I'm imagining is like Dick Clark has to do New Year's Rocking Eve from your apartment, and 11:45, of course, the chili verde is going to start being made now. While Cher sings us a tune, and Cher's in there, fireworks are going off, and you're like, where the fuck did I put the chili powder? This is...
So I'm making the chili verde, I'm, you know, doing all the work. In a pressure cooker, so it's going to be made in like half an hour, which is awesome.
See you next year, chili.
And I remember...
Oh, my mic, because I'm fucking laughing at you. Okay, I'm sorry for that mic noise, everyone. Okay.
As the clock stroke 12 struck...
As it stroke off 12. As it stroke off on my 12, on my 12s.
Yeah. Clock struck 12 and...
Quick! 4 New Year's themed porn titles. Go.
Happy New Jizz.
Ugh. But okay, great. Accepted. Because it's porny. They can all be bad jokes. Go ahead. Keep going. This isn't how you improv. I mean, I'm going to give you New Year's things. You parody them. Auld Lang Syne.
This old is legs. One. Old legs high.
Old legs high. It's a Gmail porn. Okay, great. New Year's Rocking Eve. Come on, you can do it.
New Year's fucking Eve.
I would have gone New Year's cocking Eve, and one more to pull it in. Happy New Year.
Suck my dick.
Suck my dick. Great. Yeah. That's all acceptable.
Sorry. That was not a good corner to put me in. I have no database of New Year's related
that's
stuff to tap
okay.
into.
Okay. You have rhyming abilities. But 11:45, you're making the chili verde. Now, are you trying to make this purposely boring, the way you're saying it?
Well, I want to just tell you that I was depressed the whole time. I mean, chili verde is my new favorite thing.
But why, Deepu? Why? Who? What? What? What is it?
There was internal pressure. There was internal pressure.
Internal pressure in the pressure cooker. That's how it works. But
I was invited to a party now. I had no excuses except for my own. You know, it was cold out. What else can I say? I'm lazy.
Again, no sympathy. You're not going to get any sympathy from me.
Yeah, I'm not looking for sympathy.
It happens to be cold every winter.
But people, I'm just saying, I don't want to
break everyone's balls here, but it's cold every fucking winter, so get over it.
Yeah, not anymore these days. I think last year was like 60. Last year was 60.
Sometimes, Deepu, it's like I feel like you are a matador these days. I could talk for another 6 hours about the phrase these days.
I might do my whole
episode about these days.
Can I tell you
to everybody, because I feel as though podcasting, and now I want to talk directly to our audience. I speak directly to you, Harry Potter audience. No, I should really do my Voldemort. Harry Potter, speak directly to you. Podcasting is a very solitary activity, so I feel as though talking about solidarity as a negative is not going to get any resonance from our audience. And I really want to come out, like, not even just letting this go by. I really want to come out pro solidarity. Not to say that you need to live a life alone or you need to. There's always some bad romance movie that comes out every once in a while. It's like, I had to be alone for a while. No, you don't have to be alone. It's great being with people. But podcasting inherently is this. A thing that's very solitary. Same with certain video games and same with certain TV shows to certain people. It's a thing you do alone. And books are another one. And, people who read books were made fun of for years because of its solitariness. And, you know, you're talking about the same pressure that comes from peer groups applying to the opposite ends of the spectrum. And this is the groupthink thing that I think you've hit on with peer pressure, is that it very rarely has to do with the things that it's blamed for. It most often is the thing that we don't even question until we forget about it. You know, where everyone's going to forget that they kind of were bummed that they didn't get invited to a New Year's thing. They're going to forget that they were happy they were invited to. And so same with making fun of people that read and listen to podcasts too. Podcasters and podcasts were made fun of for years. And I bet certain people in your life, if you're listening to the show, probably still don't understand that you listen to a podcast. And you've probably had the thing where I have, where I sit staring at someone like playing a podcast for them. And it doesn't work. It really is hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, everything you're saying, I'm in complete agreement with. But where is that pressure coming from? Is it movies? Is it TV? Have you ever...
No. I'm not even letting that happen. It isn't from that.
Okay. I mean, every New Year's I see on TV...
A movie or a TV. I watch more movies and TV than anything. They've never made me do anything other than what I discussed with Patricia, which was eating SpaghettiOs. And I don't like... I did not enjoy the idea of eating pepperoni pizza. I still don't today because... Pepperonis should be cut up in very thin dices in order to eat pepperoni pizza. I wanted pepperoni pizza with slices on it because of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That is the only thing that I've ever done that TV made me do. No other thing has made me do. If anyone is going to be violent or a different personality because of TV, it's me. It's never made me do anything.
I mean, we should bear in mind you're a stronger willed guy than many. I hope everyone who listened had a great New Year's, and we'll see you on the next episode.
I don't give a shit. That's the other thing, is I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit either way. It's something you say instead of saying how the weather is. I don't give a fuck how your New Year's was.
Well, I hope.
I don't give a fuck. I want to. What do you think of that? You got 3 minutes.
Well, I was trying to round things up, but you just.
I'm not rounding it up. I want you to do it for the last 3 minutes. You're going to talk about. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. There's very few that I am pro small talk. But I do not give, I honestly don't give a fuck how your New Year's were. Here's the prompt. Hey, tell me what you did over the weekend. That's the same goddamn thing. Do you know if it was New Year's Day and you came into work and every single person, instead of asking, did you have a good New Year's? You just said, hey, how was your weekend? No one would fucking notice. It's the same fucking thing. It's the same thing. No one actually gives a shit about the quality of your New Year's. As compared to any other fucking day in the world. I hope I'm speaking for everyone. Here's the reverse of it, Deepu. I know I said I'd let you talk, but I want you to get the final word on it just so you can understand. If me and you hadn't talked for 3 weeks, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I need a little bit from you. If we hadn't talked for 3 weeks, and then we spoke on the phone, and we were catching up for 3 weeks, as we're kind of doing now in a way, and then you said, oh my gosh, I didn't tell Mike how my New Year's was. Oh my God, I didn't tell him how it was.
I feel like
how
you
long
wouldn't,
is that, how long is,
you
how
wouldn't
long is
care
that gonna
how my bo- fucking
how
wedding
long
went.
Is that,
That's
no,
all
I
think.
Wouldn't. But how long is that going to bother you? That you're like, I didn't tell him how my New Year's was.
It wouldn't bother me at all. It wouldn't bother
me. It wouldn't fucking bother you at all, because no one gives a goddamn shit.
Some people give a shit. Some people are weird in their heart. They're tight. They're tight, and they care too much.
What do they give a shit about? You need to address this. What do they give a shit about?
People have to... Wait. People have to hear my feelings about holidays. People need to know how I enjoy myself.
I think that there's a certain thing of being interested in people's hobbies, certainly. I think there's a way to talk to people and have an interest in their hobbies and things like that. By the way, we've talked about dog shit people out there that don't even want to talk about that. They don't know how to talk about what they like without getting defensive and that they're bad at conversation. But I think there's an interest in that. But why is New Year's any more important than any other time? Like that distinction is not – what did you do this weekend, Deepu? What did you – if it was just a weekend and I asked you what you did – how would you feel about your plans then?
I'd feel like there's less of an expectation to do something interesting or fun or, in your typical sense of fun. You know, holding that champagne glass, maybe watching some fireworks in a suit. You know, that's what I picture a New Year's Eve party being. Right?
Have you ever drank champagne while wearing a suit?
Yeah, that's easy.
So you own a suit?
Yeah.
You own champagne glasses?
No, I went to a place that had them.
Okay, you can buy them at that like the grocery store in like plastic ones. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're of legal age to drink.
Oh, so you're saying I should do this all just at home and get this out of the way?
I'm annoyed. If you actually like that, I'm annoyed that you've ever had a party and you didn't tell everyone show up in suits and there will be champagne. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you like that, then why don't you do that more? You could have every single party be like, it is a formal party. Please show up in a suit, and we're drinking champagne.
Dude, it's so hard to mobilize people, let alone tell them what to wear. Okay? Unless you have a good reason.
You wear it. No. If you said you like it, so you wear the suit. It's hard to mobilize yourself. Oh, my God. He's controlling the machine in there.
It's fun. It's a good time. It's a lot of broken programming, but it's fun.
We're going to hear another segment here. Thanks so much. And now hear our conversation about more hack thought. I'll tell you this. We've been small talking now off mic for quite some time. I am so good at small talk. I think I really want to brag here to you, Melissa. Here's how good I am at small talk. First of all, I think people say small talk as if it's a bad thing. And I want to come out publicly. We'll talk about two topics with you today, because you'll be on a couple episodes of this. But first, we're going to talk about small talk and why. And I'll introduce my – Jesus, this is like a preamble in the middle of a – this is like what chapter are you – there's a chapter guide in the middle of this chapter guide. Here's a guide to the chapter guide chapters. Okay, so – the broader subject here is, I think small talk is great. I think there's a lot of anti-small talk out there. But I think small talk is like the greatest thing in the world. I am so good at small talk that not yesterday. I don't want to do that when it's not accurate. At the time of this recording, 3 days ago, I'm getting my radio voice on so people know this is breaking news. This is like a scoop. 3 days ago.
This just in
3 days ago. For 3 days, I shut up on mic. I didn't talk into a microphone for 3 days, which is odd for me. I did small talk without taking my headphones off. I was out listening to music, listening to ASMR, really. I don't listen to too much music on the go. But I have crinkling in my ears. I have someone whispering to me about how to relax my body or checking into a hotel, whatever the hell I was listening to. And do you know what ASMR is? Before I – here's an asterisk.
I do not.
Well, then let's just say I was listening to music. Sorry, I'm cool. I was listening to music. I'm not a dork with headaches. I was listening to music. I was cool. What's a band? Give me a band. Please tell me a band so I sound cool.
I mean, information is cool. What's cooler than
it's not information. It's actually the opposite. Okay, I'll explain ASMR because we actually had an ASMR artist on. Maybe you'll want to talk. Wait, hold on, Melissa. You're trying to get me off of bragging, and I don't like it. I was listening to music, and this guy starts moaning about how people were sitting on the stairs in the subway, in the T, is what we call the trolleys we have here in Boston. Now I'm really doing radio when I have to talk about in Boston, in a town we have here. I don't know. I don't have any of them. They're not mine. He starts complaining to me about these people because I had seen with visual cues, like a silent film, him. It really was like interstitials in silent films. It was just titles coming up as to what he was talking about. I saw him yell at a girl, not yell, he was reprimanding a girl for sitting on stairs in the middle of a T. There's like these little pathways, and you know, rightfully so. But he then, after we got off the train, I apparently have a face. This is why I'm good at small talk. I have this face that people just want to fucking talk to me in elevators or ask me how to get to the goddamn Abercrombie, Fitch, and Mall. I don't know what it is. Evolutionarily, I've developed to only do that. So he starts talking to me about she was sitting on the stairs. There she was. I saw her sitting on. I didn't really know what he was saying. I literally didn't take my headphones off. I waited for his mouth to stop talking. And I said, you know, people don't care. And I had an entire conversation. He was very satisfied. He was very happy. He thought we were commiserating. I never even paused my music, never even put my hand into my pocket to pretend I was taking my headphones off. Didn't even feign it. Didn't even take one ear off. I didn't do it. I didn't take my headphones off, and we had a whole conversation. He was as happy as a fish in shit, or whatever the expression is. So let's get to the meat of the matter here, which is – is small talk bad? What – pro or anti small talk? Melissa, go.
It honestly depends on the person with whom I am speaking. Generally, I probably would be someone who would say I hate small talk, partially in part. I freeze sometimes with people in what they are giving to me. If they're the ones leading the small talk, depending on what is thrown onto my plate, I can easily reciprocate and sometimes and just go and have small talk for hours with someone. But then it's like, is that really small talk if it can go on for a long time? But some people
Melissa just goes and has small talk for hours. Listen, you're listening to Let's Start a Cult podcast, and this is the after hours version. So Melissa, you're saying you have tantric small talk? What are you talking about? Small talk for hours? What kind of this is a nut job? You're talking to people about the weather for hours?
See, now I can't. I cannot. It depends on how we talk about the weather or what have you. But when
surely at the hour mark, you're like, I'm going to start to talk about something substantial. The word hours is what I and sure. Okay, the word hours is very concerning because surely at the 2 hour mark, you're going to say, okay, no. You know, we need to talk about. You know, how's your sick mother? You know what I mean, like.
Well, for me, usually when I get involved in certain kinds of small talk, things just, they snowball and they spiral, and we end up talking about anything and everything, depending on the individual, like I said, and what they give.
I'm gonna call a slight amount of bullshit here, because not on your part, but on the part of everyone accepting what small talk is. The idea of small talk, depending on the other person, means, you know how it's like, if you don't know who the idiot is, it's probably you?
Right.
So I don't want to – I know that we've only known each other a short time here, Melissa, but I'm going to pull this one out. If you don't know who's bad at small talk and you think it's the other person, it's you.
I know. I say that I'm typically bad at small talk.
Please, Melissa, shut up. I'm insulting you. The skill of the small talk is on you is just turning it into whatever you want to talk about. Yeah. So I but it's less about calling you out, Melissa, more about calling everyone.
But then is that small talk? That's why I preface what I preface, because if you're changing it and whatever and you're making it, then is it still small talk? Or if it keeps going for a while and it evolves, is it small talk? I don't know. But I can't just sit and talk about the weather.
Okay. Here's the standards of small talk. The situation is neither better nor worse should no one talk. That's the first – this is the first law of robotics of small talk. So the situation does not call for talking. In other words, you do not need to express an emotion. You do not need to express information. This is small talk.
Yeah, well then, to me, then the second rule of small talk is don't have small talk.
No, this is not the second rule. That's your rule. Don't try and interject rules, Melissa. The second rule of small talk is you do not know either the person well enough, or you don't necessarily, or you are not getting to know the person better via this conversation. Those are the only two rules of small talk, is that talking is not necessarily necessary. It's not necessary. And that you don't know the person, or you're not getting to know them better through this conversation. Those are the only two rules. So
you just made me hate small talk even more.
Good. I'm glad people are hating it, but there's a genre of people. I'll throw this out there. There's a genre of people who need small talk. They need it. This guy who was something going on in him that he had to tell. He needed to tell this person to not sit on the stairs on the T, which rightfully so. Don't sit on the stairs on the T if you're in Boston, unless it's, you know, unless you really need to.
Yeah, common courtesy.
Don't sit in a hall or whatever it is. What's that called? A path. You know, don't block a path.
Pathway, right.
Yeah, if you don't have to, don't block a path. But he also needed to talk to me about it. He needed to come and tell me, you know, well, I told her to do that, and then I told her, and you know, I'm worried about people with the people with the things with the people with the people. He needed to do both those things. Now, whether it was necessary is a different question. I didn't get to learn this guy other than that I knew he was a curmudgeon, which is probably why I have a big heart for people that fucking talk to me all day. I get it all the time, but I'm that good at it that I didn't take my headphones off. Why don't you like small talk now? This is with strangers.
Well,
we're specifically
necessary.
Talking about strangers.
Well, so I totally enjoy talking to people. I have conversations with strangers on a daily basis, but they seem to almost, they often, or they start off beneath the surface. We already are getting to life things. I tend to get to connect with people in really, really cool ways, but it might be in part because of how much I reject the small talk and how much sometimes it gives me anxiety when someone has a large need to speak about something that is not, and sometimes someone just needs to talk. And when I notice that, I try to reciprocate as much as possible, even though I don't want to, but that person needs that.
Melissa, maybe don't bring up the need to talk and reciprocating with people on a podcast. But so are you saying that you're getting, like, I find the idea of getting deep with people, like strangers, I find that horrifying. I one time heard a story from a girl who was a friend of mine. She had this breakup and she was crying on the street, and some woman came up to her and consoled her, and they had some deep conversation about life. And I go, that is horrifying to me. I do not want someone. I want someone to pass me like a wretch when I'm having a moment in public. I do not want them to. I don't. That those sort of coming together of people in that way, that doesn't move me at all. So I'm not throwing shade at you, but is that what you're talking about? That
dare you? Yeah, no, that's partially exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's one of my favorite things about life. I think it's so fucking beautiful, and I think, I'm sorry, am I allowed to say that?
Beautiful? No.
I'll probably say it anyway, but
you can't say beautiful. Don't say beautiful. It's the most overused word. We don't listen, I don't want to use bad words, and beautiful is one of them. I don't like how it's, let me tell you all the things I don't like about the word beautiful.
I probably can't say, no, amazing.
Magnificent.
I can't say.
No. Cut the shit out. Here's all the things I don't like about beautiful. One, it starts with a B, which I don't really like words that start with B's. I find them sort of, yeah, they kind of come out of your mouth like you're chewing a piece of gum and eating peanut butter at the same time. I don't like them. It's spelled like my name, which I don't like. I don't like E-A-A-E-E-A. Like, I don't like that. That stuff fucking annoys me. And it's overused. It's just used all the time.
But I love capital B.
Capital B? Is that a wrestler?
Capital B is a great letter. I really do enjoy those deeper. I love when there's not that barrier with a stranger, because essentially there really isn't. And for lack of a better term, I feel like there shouldn't be. I don't, because that implies my own, like, I know what the fuck anything is. But like,
All right, the senator's given its time. Let me. Oh wait. Explain why you. If you could get to the other part of the question, why should there be no barrier?
I feel like, so life is hard enough, and I feel like the more separate we make things, the more alone and the more individualized we feel like our experience is. When this really is a bunch of individuals having a collective experience. But the more we interact with other people, the more we see that most of us operate in a similar fashion, or we all, for the most part, desire similar things. And we get to these things, we all have different paths, but the little things that we do along the way are so very similar.
I'm not agreeing with you. Sorry. Hold on. I want to make that clear. I'm not agreeing with any of that. It's because the podcast has become too uplifting. So the senator, you've used your time on the floor. It's now the opposition's turn. The governor from the state of only Michaels.
You were positive for too long.
Madam, you were sent the rules of the debate. Please. So you've been too positive for too long. Everything you said as a negative in the beginning of that sentence of being alone and individual and things like that, everything that you said as a negative and everything you said as a positive, I literally like a monster from Ariel Monsters. That is the opposite to me. Honestly, it is the opposite to me. I think that a lot more times the problem is that people are too intrusive in each other's lives and too much they want to be part of the same team. I don't want to join your team. I have nothing against people that eat vegan. I don't like the word. I don't like the word vegan. I don't want to join your club. I don't want to be in your team. I don't want to be on the same team. I don't need to be part of the same species. I don't need to have the same blood type. I don't know that. And this isn't an anti-human rant. This is just an anti-USA. Oh, we're all doing this together. No, some stuff I like to do alone. I think that we like to be together and things like that. But some stuff, you know what? Because exactly what you're talking about is an elevator. This is where the small talk happens, is that you're actually playing two sides of the coin that I don't think need to happen. Where things I'd like to do alone, ride an elevator. But guess what? I'm not going to be a brat about it. You know, other people want to be in an elevator. I'm privileged enough to not have to go up an elevator, you know, that I get to go up an elevator. But riding a subway, I'd love to have my own personal subway cars. Guess what? I don't. So you have to put up with it. You have to put up with it. To say that these things are always supposed to be enjoyable, no, they're not. They're not always supposed to be enjoyable. But that doesn't mean they always have to be personal.
We're not on the same page at all here.
No, we're not. I agree with a lot of
what you just said. You're misinterpreting, I think, what I said. I think that sometimes when we have certain conversations, they can be helpful. I'm not saying that everybody needs to be on the same team at all. I love that there are different teams. There's no point of everybody being
on
the
same team.
No, hold
on, not different teams. I want to make my life view clear here. I don't want to be on a team. It's not that. Well, I come from this world and you come from that world.
I don't want to be on a team either. Yeah.
I want to be alone and individual. And I don't necessarily. So this thing of it being a collective experience is what I'm disagreeing with. I don't think that the human existence is a collective experience. I think that when you say it that way, you're able to do more horrible things. You're able to say this is suffering for the group, as opposed to, I think of life as individual. This is one of the first times to talk about my life beliefs, because small talk is really where you get the full philosophy out of me. When I talk about my love of small talk, it's like, I think that when you look at groups as a whole, you end up saying stupid stuff. When you look at the individual, you go, am I bothering this person? If you just ask, am I bothering this person, your life becomes a lot better.
It's individuals acting with individuals. Like, that's why I was prefacing that. This is a very individual experience. Like, we're individuals in a collective experience. Like, we are all individuals, and we all have our separate experience. But at the same time, because we're in this whole huge community.
Hold on, I fell into the trap. You just turned this conversation about small talk into something deep. Oh, now I see what you do, Melissa. Now I have your number.
I have your number.
You just trapped me. You just fucking did it right on the show. God damn it.
I've been transparent this whole time.
You were doing your technique this whole time. You didn't even realize. Well, God damn it. So this is what you do, is you get on a train and someone goes, oh, geez, you got those Velcro shoes. I want Velcro shoes. And then you turn it into, well, you know, comfort is one of the best things in this universe. And you know,
exactly.
I don't... Jesus, that was... Oh, I don't like that at all. I like being very superficial. I want to throw that out there. This conversation about life and things and the word use of the conversations where the use of the word beautiful is appropriate, Michael doesn't like those things.